Welcome to Gaia's Calling, where stories ignite your spirit and the earth whispers her secrets. I'm Brad Swift, a right-on-purpose author of eco-fiction and nonfiction, inviting you to become an eco-guardian. Together, let's explore the wonders of our world and take action to protect them. Listen closely. Gaia is calling. And today's call is in the evening here in Flat Rock, North Carolina, and the topic is Independence Day. Or is it Interdependence Day? You know, on America's 250th birthday, which will happen tomorrow, I'm asking a different question. It's not about politics, but it's more about who we're becoming. That's true. Tomorrow, the United States, the country that I was born in and that I've grown up in, celebrates the 250th anniversary of its independence. 250 years is no small thing by any measure. It is a remarkable milestone in the life of a nation, especially one born from a bold and, imperfect experiment in freedom. And yet, as I sit here listening to the pounding upstairs from earlier today, it's finally gotten quiet, which is why I'm now able to record, the pounding that was occurring from the Loving Homestead renovations, the day before this historic July 4th, I find myself strangely unable to really join the celebration. It's not because I don't love this country, because I do, very much. I'm so grateful that the forces of life allowed me to be born in Weymouth, Massachusetts, United States, a little over 77 years ago. And I do not take that bit of kismet for granted. That distinction matters to me. This is not intended as a political article, even though politics is the language many of us have been trained to use when we talk about the state of our nation. Yes, politics matters, of course. Policies matter. Elections matter. And leadership matters. But beneath the politics, there is something deeper. That is the stories we live inside of. The assumptions we rarely question, the values that we embody, and the future we are either consciously creating or unconsciously drifting towards. Lately, as part of my morning One Cause vow, there's a link there if you want to check that out, I've become asking a simple question. Thank you, Amanda Scott, for this question. What is the web of life asking for me today? This morning, that question did not lead me to an answer so much as a deeper inquiry. What does it mean to honor Independence Day when so much in our national life and consequently in our world feels fractured and fearful? And yes, of course. What does it mean to love a country without pretending that it is well? What does it mean to grieve the direction we seem to be heading while still refusing to surrender the possibility of something better? You know, I don't feel at home in either of the easy camps. I cannot celebrate blindly, waving a flag as though all is well. But neither do I want to become one more voice shouting into the great national storm, convinced that outrage alone is a contribution. I know people who seem to think patriotism means defending everything America does. I know others who seem to think honesty requires condemning everything America has been. Neither feel whole or complete to me. You see, for me, a nation like a family can be deeply loved and deeply troubled at the same time. 250 years ago, courageous and complicated people declared independence from a distant king. That declaration was both visionary and incomplete, inspiring and yes, flawed, liberating for some while excluding many others. And it's been a work in progress ever since. The American story has always carried both promise and contradiction. Perhaps every human story does. What matters now, at least to me, is not whether we can polish the past until it shines, or condemn it until nothing remains. What matters is whether we can tell the truth about where we are and still choose who we are becoming. Let me rephrase that as a question. Can we tell the truth about where we are and still choose who we are becoming? And that brings me to the possibility that maybe this particular Independence Day is inviting us into a new kind of declaration. Not independence from another nation, but independent from the assumptions that have brought us to this moment. For starters, let me suggest a few. How about independence from the belief that we are separate from one another and from the living earth? Independence from the story that more is always better. And independence from the illusion that earth resources are endless and ours to consume without consequence. And independence from the hope that technology alone will save us from the deeper transformation we are avoiding. In the language of one cause, maybe this is a moment to begin freeing ourselves from the four great untruths and recommitting ourselves to the four great truths. Little refresher here, those four great truths summed up in these words: interconnectedness, sufficiency, reciprocity, and stewardship. Not as political slogans, not even as ideology, not as something to argue about online, but as a way or ways of being that we practice in our families, our neighborhoods, our communities, and our relationship with the living world. When I look at Logan and Piper, my grandkids, this all becomes much less abstract. They don't wake up asking whether the world is red or blue. They notice, you know, worms and flowers and birds and puddles and berries and bugs and whether the adults around them feel safe and loving. They are learning every day what kind of world this is by watching how we adults, live inside it. And I find myself wondering, what version of normal are we handing them? Perhaps a new patriotism is being asked of now. Not the patriotism of certainty or superiority, but the patriotism of stewardship. The kind that loves a country enough to help it mature. The kind that tells the truth without bitterness. The kind that plants trees, repairs relationships, protects children, tends to the soil, welcomes our neighbors, and asks what freedom is actually for. Because freedom is not only a freedom from, it is a freedom for. Freedom for compassion, freedom for responsibility, freedom for service, for the long, humble work of becoming better humans, parents, and yes, indeed, even ancestors. The freedom to participate in the healing of a world that is not separate from us and never has been. So, tomorrow, July 4th, I may still watch fireworks, though probably I'll just listen to them from the distance, as I try to calm my two canine companions. I may still feel gratitude for the many blessings this country has made possible in my own life, because there are many. And I may also feel sadness, concern, and grief for how far we still have to go. And both can be true. Maybe that is what maturity asks of us, to hold love and grief in the same heart without collapsing into denial or despair. This Independence Day, I'm not sure I can celebrate in the old way, but I can recommit. I can recommit to living as though the web of life is real, sacred, and asking something of me. I can recommit to my family, my community, and this small patch of earth we call the Loving Homestead. And I can recommit to the future Logan and Piper deserve. And perhaps that is celebration enough. This weekend, maybe the question is not simply, what are we free from? Maybe the deeper question is, what are we free to become? If this exploration of freedom and independence calls to you, I invite you to become a free or a paid subscriber. Let's continue to explore these topics together. Happy 4th of July. May the Force be with you.